Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 29th, 2024, from 2 John. Rejoicing in the truth, finding joy in the body of Christ. Previously, we heard John offering a blessing of grace, mercy, and peace, all sourced from God the Father and Jesus Christ. These gifts are rooted in truth and love, as emphasized through the Christian faith. Grace signifies God's unmerited favor, while mercy entails the removal of deserved punishment, and peace denotes the inner tranquility that one has with God. Additionally, truth represents the reliability of God's holy word, and love epitomizes selfless affection. All these are crucial aspects of Christian doctrine and practice. So let's continue with John's second letter. From 2 John, verse 4. I rejoiced greatly to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as we were commanded by the Father. So here John expresses great joy upon discovering that some of the recipient's children are walking in the truth. This indicates that they are living to the teachings of Jesus Christ, as instructed by God the Father. The phrase walking in the truth suggests that these individuals are living in accordance with the principles and commands of the Christian faith, which brings joy and affirmation to the writer. You see, the joy of seeing people connected to the body of Christ stems from the profound significance of spiritual unity amongst the fellowship of believers. You see, in Christianity, the body of Christ refers to the community of believers, united by their faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. This connection signifies a shared identity, a shared purpose, mutual support among Christians, which brings about immense joy and fulfillment. The Apostle Paul illustrates the concept of this spiritual unity in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. This verse highlights the interconnectedness of believers within the body of Christ, where their joys and sorrows are shared collectively. Thus, Christians should always be concerned about people staying connected to the body of Christ, as their well-being and spiritual growth are intertwined with the health of the community. Moreover, Jesus emphasizes the significance of spiritual restoration and repentance in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verse 7. Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. This verse underscores the profound joy that both God and the heavenly host experience when one individual is reconciled to God through repentance and faith. So God and the heavenly hosts are rejoicing, so obviously the Christian church here on earth should also be rejoicing. So in essence, the joy of seeing people connected to the body of Christ reflects the divine joy experienced in heaven over repentant sinners. So Christians are called to cherish and nurture spiritual unity among believers, recognizing that their collective journey in faith brings about immense joy and glorifies God. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.